You have a job to make some money and pay the bills.
Yeah.
But some jobs have benefits past the money you make.
Oh, yeah.
Jobs that the opposite sex see, and they want to get to know you mm-hmm. a little better. And one of those jobs is in desperate need once again this summer.
What's that?
There are a handful of summer gigs, Tommy, including this one, mm-hmm. that if you were to play your cards right,
yeah.
not only could you get a little extra money, but a few interested ladies
Bands.
As well. You hanging out in the break room, Rochester Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. They're on the lookout for lifeguards again, Tommy.
Oh, yeah, we're coming up short.
Yep, the city of Rochester once again hiring lifeguards for the upcoming summer season. And as Tommy just said, it's been an issue for the past couple of years.
Yeah, they were pulling lifeguards out of retirement.
That's
at
right.
One point.
Yeah, also known as guy giving statement after tragedy. It was so bad.
How bad was it?
The last couple summers, they've had to cut back hours at some beaches and pools.
Yeah.
Some pools didn't even get to open due to lack of lifeguards.
And the kids suffer.
15 years and above, men and women are welcome to apply. But it's not just kids. They will happily take grown-ass lifeguards as well. And not only that, Tommy, the city is offering full lifeguard training for free
all right.
for folks that want to do this. And it would be an easy way to get outside. Make a few extra bucks this summer?
Sure.
But for guys, there may be another benefit.
Yeah.
You can get laid being a lifeguard, right?
I would think so.
So, see, here's the thing. Kimmy and I watch the Baywatch channel on Sling.
Yeah.
Every day after the show.
Yes, we do.
And Kimmy...
I feel like that, you know, maybe not the most accurate lifeguard portrayal.
Okay, here's the thing. Yes, most men don't have the bodies of David Hasselhoff. Mm. Who can? But being someone in a position of power,
yeah.
ready to save a life if needed.
Yeah, you're a hero.
Even if you weren't an Adonis, Tommy,
yeah.
you would still impress a certain segment.
They have groupies.
252 WCMF, is lifeguard a female fantasy job? A job that females would fantasize about men having?
I think yes, but I think it goes more the other way. I think guys have
fantasize about men as lifeguards?
Yeah. No, fantasize about women as lifeguards.
You think so?
Yeah, I mean, like, look at, like, they're in every movie, like, guys fake drowning to get saved by the hot lifeguard.
Yeah, but
right?
that's because chicks don't have to fake drowning. You can just go kiss them on the mouth.
I also think, you know, I couldn't imagine being a teenager having this job because you know how you, like, romanticize about, like, those jobs you had, those part-time jobs you had over the summer as a kid? Like, this has to be the ultimate make friends, hang out after hours.
Oh, yeah.
Group of people, because you're hanging out at the beach and pool all day, and then you're gonna go hang out with those people later. Like that, you'd make the best memories, I bet, as a kid having this job.
I get that, and I understand for a kid, it's a perfect summertime job.
Yeah,
but let's talk grown ass people, because right. even if you have a full time job, picking up a couple hours as a lifeguard in the summertime for some extra scratch is not the worst idea.
Oh no, of course not.
And Tommy, if you are attracting the eyes of some ladies down at the beach or at the, I mean, tell me, you would think that this would be a fantasy for women, right?
Oh, yeah. I would be.
You know what the problem is?
What's that?
Kimmy's broken.
Why?
Because?
She sleeps with a firefighter every
night.
Well,
yeah, you don't count.
Like, you get a fantasy every, you get, like, the number one woman fantasy every night.
No, I think that would be, I think you're right. It would be a fantasy for women.
No, you can't
women.
Pull it back now. My husband's better than all your stupid fantasies that you have.
I think it's a fantasy until you go to the beach or the pool and you're just getting yelled at the whole time.
Oh.
I didn't think about that.
You know, like that lifeguard starts yelling at your kid and you're like, hey, man.
You're out too far.
Walk. It's a walking pool. Yeah. Walking.
You're going to spend no most of your diving. Time scolding people.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's start a list.
Yeah.
Jobs guys can have in the summertime that women would see and start to swoon.
Ooh.
Women would fantasize about 252-WCMF, 252-9263. What is the power ranking of the summer female fantasy jobs? So we got lifeguard. Would you like to throw another one out there?
So I'm trying to think of like summer jobs like landscaping.
Okay, let's go with landscaping.
Pool maintenance guy.
Okay, time out.
Juan the pool boy okay, always gets
time
laid.
Out, time out.
Tennis
time out.
Instructor.
Okay, let's people go one. Let's go one at a time here, you dick.
Well, I got a lot of male fantasies in my head, man. They're just pouring out of me.
How many people are interacting with pool boy or tennis instructor?
Rich people.
Okay.
Yeah.
So your suggestion is for men to get part-time hours as a rich person's pool boy.
I would say any place you could hang around rich, bored women, you're going to get laid. So let's say you work at the country club.
Uh-huh.
You're a caddy.
Okay.
You're working. They got tennis courts there. They got those paddle courts.
Okay.
Like you're an instructor. You're just working, hanging around.
So you're saying any part-time country club job?
I would think that's pretty good rich tail bait.
All right, here's the problem. What? Here's the problem with that. You go to the beach, you got women of all ages.
Everybody.
Yeah. Okay. You go to the country club, mm-hmm. you're going to have to bang some 70-year-old women.
Yeah, but you know what those broads got?
Oh.
See what I'm doing right here?
Their husband's money?
No, that's her vagina. Well, you know, what are you going to do to a poor woman 70 years old?
No, I'm not talking.
No, there's like middle aged. There's hot looking. Bro, I guarantee you.
Yeah, but we're talking like a young guy wanting
to. There's some smoke show 50-year-old broads in there that guys would pine over.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sure you're right. But in terms of like there being like just a whole bunch of people there every day that find you attractive or you find attractive, like that, the pool is small.
And okay. Here's the other problem with this. Like, mm-hmm. the job lifeguard, for example, like, you could be a not good-looking guy and still have, like, you know, I have a cachet job. People are impressed that you're ready to save a life. You would have to be really good-looking to work at a country club and catch the eye of these women. That's 90% of guys are not that guy. So that doesn't – I can't walk into a country club. Hello, 50-year-old rich lady. You want the ride of your life over here?
All right. So what do you got?
Okay. Can I throw one out there?
Sure.
Construction work.
But you're talking about a road construction guy?
Yeah,
or
whatever.
I think you can catch the eye of women, but you're not interacting with a lot of people.
Okay, in Rochester.
You're doing a job.
You're right.
Right.
Yeah. You're right. In Rochester, you're on the side of the road. People are driving by. Yeah. Rarely do you have like the downtown standing out in the open.
So you're talking about like working at somebody's house.
I would say
like
any.
Like construction, remodeling guy.
I would say any kind of construction. Tight jeans, big boots, and a hard hat. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Glistening chest.
Look, I agree.
So the guy's shirtless? Work at a construction site?
I've seen like landscapers shirtless.
Okay, so are we gonna lump landscapers in with construction workers?
Well, I thought you were talking about like personal jobs at people's homes.
All right, let's do that together. Like the physical construction landscaping jobs. Kimmy, would that be a fantasy for women?
I think it kind of goes along the country club lines though. Like you have to be in shape and good looking helps. I don't know if like the average dude is catching anybody's eye.
Okay, but what about the woofy bear construction workers? Like the
But if
the woofy bear,
the bigger dudes, hairy beard.
That might be a fantasy for some women, especially if you look like you know what you're doing.
Right, it's a big old strong man going to protect you in the warm nights of the summertime from bears and other such critters.
So any handyman in the summertime, really?
Well, so that's it. I mean, like
electricians, plumbers, anybody that's coming over working your house.
No.
I mean, they could look good.
That's different because, like, with construction and landscaping, you know, you're out there doing physical things.
Right.
Your plumber, you're just looking at a guy's ass crack.
Right.
With all
what about utility guy?
Kind like a guy who can play third and first base?
Yeah.
No, what do you mean utility guy?
Well, he's working, you know, he's like RG&E guy, cable guy. They're out on poles.
The cable guy?
Well, they're on the road working.
Okay.
And you would see them.
Here's what I'm starting to understand based on this discussion, 252 WCMF, with this story that the city is once again looking for lifeguards, and they're taking adults, right? Like, pick up a couple hours part-time and be a female fantasy man. You don't know what women are attracted to.
No man does.
No.
We would have better luck as a... As a species, if you knew.
No, but here's the thing. Lifeguard makes sense.
Yeah,
construction worker makes sense. Landscaper makes sense. Guy who hooks up my cable and reads my meter?
You want that guy more than a regular guy.
Why?
I need my cable.
I think...
He's doing it
based... go out on a limb and say, cable guy shows up your door and you're ready to bitch at him at any moment.
Yeah, guy from RG&E just gets screamed at.
Yeah, those poor guys, like, they have to deal with so much, like...
Well, I'm thinking all those guys
criticism
deal with the public.
And...
All right, how about this guy?
All right, if it's another porn one, I'm going to be very upset.
Not a porn one, but what if you work, like, at Seabreeze or Darien Lake or any of these, like, summer outdoor joints?
Oh, like if you work, like, the... prize like a game or
no you would just
like
work
that.
The area I mean you just work at those places they're outdoor areas where they because then we got those guys have lifeguards too because they got the water park
okay,
all that stuff. So like but those amusement park
ride
places.
Operator
no what? Like there's like a million people to work at those
but
places.
I'm saying outside of lifeguard what would a woman see in a grown man working at a place like that where they'd be like ooh
I'll tell you what you're nice to kids
okay.
Like
yeah,
you're handling
kids,
and that's a sexy thing to a woman that you can interact well with children.
Yeah, I think the smartest thing to do this summer would be run up to a woman and yell, "I handle kids."
Well, you don't say that; you just put it on your name tag. I'm Bob. I love children.
Okay, maybe not someone at Seabreeze or Darien Lake, but you have struck something else. Let's throw in a sneaky one:
camp counselor
or youth sports coach.
Oh, youth sports coach is a good one, everybody.
See, I know fantasies, bro.
Yep.
I know.
Well, that is a big porn fantasy.
A T-ball
one.
Coach, especially if you played a little ball yourself, you know?
You never looked at latex soccer moms?
For God, why would you need those two things together?
You do.
You don't.
You do.
How you even the ball's just gonna slide right off you.
Well, there ain't no well, the ball's not in the room.
Got that.
The younger the kids that you're coaching, the more adorable.
Yeah, okay. Pee-wee stuff.
Yeah. Right? Like, if you're a guy in, like, your 20s, early 30s, and you're out there with kids that aren't yours, okay,
yep.
Now I know it sounds bad what I'm saying, but you get what I mean,
but
right?
You're volunteering your time. You enjoy, like, teaching kids sports.
I mean, there have to be, Kimmy, way more secret coach-parent relationships than we know about in the greater Rochester area. Just the amount of time that some of these single moms will spend taking their kids to and from practice, right?
Okay.
Develop that relationship.
Are you a bad person if you get a youth sports job just to meet single moms?
No.
I wasn't asking you because I already knew
well,
your
who
answer.
Who are you asking?
I don't know. As long as you're doing the job, I say no. Like,
so your
as long
motivation,
as you're showing
though.
Up and being a coach in a spot where you're needed.
But your real motivation is just
to get laid.
Get some action.
Yeah. I mean, but Kimmy, here's the thing. Like, what women would be attracted to, the fantasy of it is they're taking care of my kid.
Yeah.
But that's not your motivation.
No,
your motivation is not to be there for the kids. Your motivation is to get
laid.
But
you are there taking care of the kid.
Okay. All right. So I guess.
I mean, you've probably done
like working
worse
at the Y
stuff
and places
to try
like that.
Meet people.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think that would work.
Youth camps, like you said.
Yeah.
Those day camps.
But I will say this. Most camp counselors are like teenagers. Yeah. If I saw like a 35-year-old man who was like a camp counselor, that would throw me. That would.
Okay.
Yeah.
But when a college kid.
Yeah, but again, like college can get laid on his own.
Yeah, all right.
Okay. I think what we're trying to, the disconnect here is we're not really getting the details we need, what makes a fantasy.
Okay.
Like the tiny details that women fantasize about in the summer jobs. Is it lack of clothing, Kimmy? Does that do it for you, ladies?
Lack of clothing helps. I think especially with the lifeguard thing, it's the fact that like my life is in your hands.
Okay.
Like you are saving lives. You're there to.
You're a hero.
You're there to help people. You're there to do good. I think that helps too.
Okay, so
the idea of like your purpose is to be a hero.
So you're saying whether that dude is all cut up, jacked up,
kind of like that damsel in distress feeling.
So even a guy with a dad bod can get laid as a lifeguard.
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Because I'm trying to think of other jobs that where you're perceived to take care of people while you're on the job, and I think like the kind of youth sports coach falls under that category because you're there to like take care of somebody's child.
Okay. We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. Again, we're talking about summer jobs that would be ladies' fantasies with this story that they're looking for lifeguards again for the city of Rochester.
Yeah.
They'll take adults. They want adults. If you want to do it, they will also give you free training, part-time gig, and meeting some ladies. Lady Jamie writes us, I like the sheriff's guys on the boats when I'm out on my boat. They are very sexy. Those are just cops. They're cops. Cop is already fantasy.
Yeah, but it's water cop.
For a spin.
Water cop?
Water cop.
You know my dad did that job back in the day?
He had the hair for it, man.
Well, bro,
he's got Baywatch hair back.
Do they fight over that job? Because it seems like
you'd have to, man.
I was a baby, so yeah. I might not even been born yet. But, you know, his hair product is the reason why Lake Ontario was so polluted in the 80s. It's true. All that green algae from the L.A. Looks jelly was used back in 1984. All right, we got more Facebook messages. Sarah writes us, the construction workers that are actually working are sexy. I don't care how good you look. If you're just standing around, I'm moving
on
to the
flag
next
guy.
I know you're sexy, but my taxes pay your salary. How do we always get the taxes?
Yes.
Okay, going back to that.
Yeah.
You know, Kimmy, you said the skimpier the better.
Well, I think that helps. I think being a protector in some way.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of jobs where you'd be, you know, making sure everything's safe. Everybody's good.
Okay, Kimmy, there are a lot of men who want to believe that doing hard work is a turn on for women. Like, look at the value I'm giving
you. Backbreaking work.
Yeah, so like the construction worker or the landscaping. Mm. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think, you know, again, it's taking care of something. It's
okay.
Yeah.
Giving back to Mother Earth.
By paving it?
By landscaping. Throwing some mulch down.
Okay. So hard work, when it comes to like guys looking good, is kind of a double-edged sword. Mm-hmm. Because, yes, you're showing your value. Whatever muscles you have, they're rippling in the summer sun. But you're also going to get really sweaty.
And smelly.
Oh, yeah. You're going to be grimy.
I can't tell if women are turned on by sweaty guys or if they want to avoid sweaty
guys. I think there's a delicate balance of sweaty we're talking.
Okay.
Because I think you're right.
It looks good on paper.
I think, like, when you're peeling off your socks...
Yeah.
And they're dripping wet.
Yeah.
That's when it's gone too far. Yeah.
It probably looks good on television.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, if I can smell your shoes from a mile away.
Yeah.
Does your wife like you sweaty?
I don't sweat.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah.
You sissy ass bitch. Kimmy.
I don't smell.
Okay, that's great.
Kimmy, do I ever smell?
I've never smelled you.
See, how many years?
10 years, probably.
That's a hell of a run.
Of 10 years, no smell?
Because you used to smell. You used to smoke.
Oh, excuse me.
Bro, you used to walk in here, Charlie Ashtray, bro.
Charlie Ashtray?
Bro, you did two of the grossest things in the morning when you first hung out here. Smoke and ate sushi first thing in the morning, man.
Oh, well, you talking about my smoking sushi?
My God, you smelled like a Japanese fisherman.
Kimmy.
Like you were on a whaling boat.
Kimmy, do you like your husband sweaty?
No. So I will say he's also somebody who, like, when he comes home from a workout or a run, he loves to just sit around in his own sweat for a while.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, go freaking take Wait,
on
a
the furniture?
Shower. Yes. Yes.
She yells at me for having bare ass on the couch.
Listen, it's a battle. It's a losing battle in my house because I used to just be like, can you just, like, don't put, like, a towel down before you sit on that? Because it's all just seeping into the furniture, and
you gotta freeze it or something.
It's terrible.
Do you have leather furniture or fabric furniture?
We have both. So, but the chair he always sits in is like a worn leather kind of.
That's okay. The leather's fine.
Oh my God, that chair's gonna smell like a ball sack.
You would know.
I've smelled my ball sack.
I thought you said you didn't smell.
Well, yeah.
I
was a Florida boy.
Move to strike.
I think that's part of what bugs me is I know he's going to be sweaty for a long time.
Okay. So no then.
Yes.
All right. So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Because like, we should talk about the fantasy thing and like getting a job to meet women, right? Like, do you think that men would be okay with just flirting in jobs like this? Or do you have to close the deal to make it worth it?
Oh, I think some flirting goes a long way for guys, even if it doesn't lead to anything.
Okay.
I mean, you could still work that into your afternoon rotation.
No,
you know
I didn't. What I'm asking,
what?
You dick.
Well, yeah, what? Would flirting be enough?
Is that enough of a, what's what I'm trying to find here? Is the flattery
motivation.
Of women finding you attractive enough of a motivation?
I think so. For guys, absolutely. Because most guys don't get that very often.
Okay, so you're saying you don't even have to close the deal for you to make this
right.
worth it. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, like just that fantasy, that's got some hang time.
Do women have that same? I mean, I feel like women are more that way. Like, just the flirting from a guy they find attractive is enough. They don't need to be
I think so.
Okay.
Think,
so are men?
For most people.
Is that something that men won't say out loud? That I'm okay just being flirted with to make myself feel good? I don't have to close this deal?
You don't even have to be, like, attracted to that person?
Yeah, I think so.
That is weird. You have that, right? Like, even if it's a woman that I'm not, like, if some, like, old lady is,
which
like,
is very nice to you.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, wow, hey.
It really goes a long way.
God, when did this went from like the sexiest break ever to be like, hey, just be nice to his guy. I like,
just smile.
I like it when you say nice things to my face when I'm doing my life garden. All right, everybody on hold. We got to move on. I appreciate the calls. We've rambled for too long. It's a very simple concept, Thomas.
What's that?
If you're convicted, you're out.
Oh.
For most of us.
Yeah.
If we were convicted of a crime, even one that had nothing to do with our jobs.
Yeah.
Our employment would be in jeopardy.
Yeah, we get the boot.
But for whatever reason, the most important jobs in our community don't have this clause.
Yeah.
And if we were to implement this, well, maybe we in the break room wouldn't have to tell you every 2 weeks of another elected official that is once again in trouble.
What happened?
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, Tommy?
Yeah, buddy.
Do you feel like taking a trip east?
Let us take a trip.
All right, we are going to Hector, New York.
Hector?
Ever heard of it?
I don't know.
I have no idea where it is on a map.
All right, so it's about an hour and 15 minutes from here on the eastern shores of Seneca Lake. It is one of the last spots going east that WCMF gets picked up.
Oh.
Hello, Hector.
Yeah.
In Hector,
what happened?
Lives the town supervisor. His name is Justin Boyette. And Justin is going to jail.
Oh.
What jail?
Back in February of 2024, Boyette was in a car crash on 414. And it turns out he was driving under the influence.
Okay.
He was originally charged with felony DWI, but was convicted of driving while ability impaired.
Mm.
Because of that, he will be doing 15 days in jail. The town supervisor of Hector, New York, will be spending 15 days in jail for driving while ability impaired.
In a slam.
Yeah, and I mean, look, that sounds pretty harsh for a conviction, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that may be because this is his third drunk driving offense.
So he's got some priors.
The town supervisor of Hector, New York, is on his third drunk driving offense.
What is the population of Hector, New York?
It's just under 5,000.
Okay.
By the way, this gentleman, also on account of this charge, he's got a 90-day license suspension, which means he'll need a ride to his job as town supervisor.
And he's going to need a boatload of money.
Oh, yeah. He also gets suspended.
That's going to cost him a lot of money.
By the way, if you need a ride to your job as town supervisor, probably something you don't want to put on an election site. Vote for Justin. Please give me a ride.
Give me a lift.
He also has to pay a $500 fine on top of all the lawyer's fees that he hears. So here's where it gets interesting, Tommy. When Supervisor Josh is all done with his 15-day jail sentence and his 90-day license suspension, and when he pays his $500 fine for his third drunk driving offense, he's going to go right back to being the town supervisor of Hector.
Well, he's elected, so, I mean, they have to boot him out.
Oh, and that's just...
I was going to say, is that also because nobody else wants to do the job?
Don't have the info there.
Yeah.
Town officials confirmed this week that he will keep his job. And when those same town officials from Hector, New York, were asked for comment, they declined. Probably because they were busy trying to figure out who was going to give the town supervisor a ride to work that week.
Yeah.
Working out the schedule.
Anybody going west?
Three drunk driving offenses,
yeah.
A crash, 15 days in jail, and he's going right back to running the town.
You know, it's amazing.
What?
I could have been a town supervisor. I could keep
dressed,
up with this guy.
You are dressed like you could be a town supervisor.
But apparently,
you have
I
the
drink
outfits.
Like one.
No, he doesn't tuck his polo shirts in. He can't be a town supervisor. Can I make a proposition?
Yeah.
So we know,
yeah.
based on the stories we've discussed over the last decade, that now probably over 100.
Mm.
There are plenty of small-town elected officials in our area who have gotten in tons of trouble.
Oh, yeah.
That have been convicted of crimes. And then they go right back to their important jobs because for some reason in the state of New York, it is impossible to remove elected people. How many people in New York would have a problem with a statewide law if you are convicted of a crime, you are automatically dismissed from your office? I don't
Which
care.
Which means you immediately had to... Host
Pack
elections.
Up and go.
Yeah, done. Or whoever is second in command now takes over because there's always somebody that is standing
until the
behind
end of your
you.
Term. Oh,
okay.
Exactly. Look, don't care what you do.
Right.
Don't care what the crime is. Above a speeding ticket, if you are arrested and convicted,
you got to be convicted.
You are out. Would either of you in this room have an issue with
No, because I think that's the way that we always thought the world worked to begin with.
Yeah.
Until
yeah.
we found out different.
Okay. Kimmy, would you have an issue with that?
Nope.
All right. 252 WCMF, 252-9263. And it feels like the only way because. Look, I know nothing about Hector, New York. I've driven through it a couple of times. But I'm going to assume, based on other stories we've seen like this, Tommy, the town officials don't want this guy removed because either A, they're all friends, or B, they're members of the same political party. And that seems to be a constant in all of these stories.
But then just find somebody else from the party, right?
Well, but that's not an elected person. You can't just install
somebody.
Well, no,
somebody. But I'm saying like,
this isn't fascist Italy.
Okay, but somebody from the party is going to be taking over if they're second in command, most likely, right?
I don't know how small town stuff works. I don't know if there's an election for supervisor, deputy supervisor, somebody's appointed. I'm not sure.
All right, so you just say basically you get convicted of a crime, you get booted from the gig.
Yes.
And then you hold elections or whatever.
Or whoever takes over is second takes over.
Can that person run again for election in the next cycle?
That's an interesting question.
Because, I mean, I would think, is there a law if you're a convicted criminal you can't run for offices, but some you could?
No, I don't. It's a good question. I don't know of any, but again, I'm not like a...
I think you should be allowed. I think you should be allowed to run again.
So we have seen,
and then the people get what they want.
We have seen stories of people part of their plea deals are agreeing to never run for that specific elected office. We've seen it for judges for a couple of times, part of like the dismissal.
Mm.
So wait a minute. If somebody is convicted of a crime, and dismissed from their office because of that crime,
they're booted out.
You feel that person should be allowed to run again?
Yeah, and then let the people decide because it's the people's choice, right? And the people want that person. That's the government they want.
Okay.
So, I mean, that to me is what this is all about.
I get where you're coming from, but I'm going to counterpoint that.
Yeah.
All right, a small town, right? Let's go use Hector or Victor or any other you want to use.
Mm.
There are a tiny fraction of the people of that town that vote in the election.
Yeah.
Right? Most of those people know the folks personally.
Right.
That could affect that.
True.
Just
but
my buddy.
But that's the environment they live in. It's a small town, and that's the politics you get. That's the government you get.
All right, here's where, if we're going to negotiate the law that we are going to implement statewide, all right, I'm happy to concede, sure, they can run again.
Mm-hmm.
If you give me, they're booted on conviction. Do we have a deal?
Oh, yeah.
But they can only run again when the next term comes up.
Right, the next election cycle. And I think that's a fair way to do it.
Done.
Because if you still want that guy
yeah.
with all that baggage, then you deserve the government you vote for.
Okay, that's a fair statement.
And then you also have to live with it, man. So don't come bitching to me because it went south, but you knew all the time that this guy had the potential.
Done.
I think that's a fair way to run this country.
How are the stupidest people on the planet able to figure this out in this room?
I don't know.
No, bitch, come on! Come on!
Yeah.
Gibby, you were going to say something before I started yelling. Come on.
No. Everything you're saying makes sense in my mind. I don't... Unless there's some major thing we're missing as to why you couldn't do that.
Look, here's the thing. Again, as we talk about this town supervisor in Hector, it's an hour and 15 minutes away from us. It's right where WCMF loses its power.
Maybe that's the problem.
Yeah.
Right where we peter out.
Again, he was convicted of a DWAI, initially charged with a DWI after a crash in 2024. He got 15 days in jail because this is his third drinking and driving offense. He's also got a 90-day suspended sentence and a $500 fine. But when he comes out of jail, the 15 days when he's done, he goes right back to being the town supervisor. Mm-hmm. The officials of the town said that he will keep that job when asked for comment.
On a bicycle.
When asked for comment, they said no comment, which also pisses me off.
Yeah, of course.
Look, man, if you want to stand by your man, tell me why.
Well, I'd like to, but, you know, it's an ongoing investigation.
No, it's not, actually. He was convicted, 15 days in jail, fine, 90-day suspended license.
Do you think, though, by doing this and saying you're convicted, you're out, would it lead to, because we talked about how everybody knows everybody, everybody's kind of friends in the same circle.
Sure.
Would it lead to, though, less convictions of somebody that has committed a crime because you want to save their job?
So you're saying the judge
way?
Is going to be in the back pocket? Okay, that's a valid question.
Or they're never arrested, or I don't know. Like, I just think it could lead to some sketchy behavior if you're trying to do that guy a favor. Maybe.
But I'll counterpoint that.
It's probably happening anyways.
But yeah, I was going to say, we're already seeing sketchy behavior. Look at the situation that happened with the Greece Police Department when the police chief got in that accident where he was driving on three wheels and we didn't
hear. Everybody's covering their ass.
Exactly. Like that stuff is already happening. How many judges have we talked about that got in trouble for handing soft sentences to people they knew? There was that judge we talked about 2 weeks ago who was removed from the bench because a friend of his wanted a parking ticket dismissed.
Oh, that's right.
But didn't want to show up to court, so he made a police officer in the room stand as his friend.
A stunt double.
Dismissed the ticket and said he did it for justice. That was his quote.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Kimmy.
Move the system along.
Valid question.
But would it make it worse?
Ah, can it get worse? Can it get worse?
Yeah, because, I mean, then, for instance, in this story we're talking about, maybe that guy never gets pulled over or they let him go.
Here's the thing. We see that also happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's all like that. But, we all see
can it get worse? And I guess it could. It can always get worse.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Frank. Hey, Frank. How are you, buddy?
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Good, man.
Beautiful day it is.
Yes.
Listen, all of these towns in central New York and all over are all one party. And the same people are elected every single time they run. Because that's just the way it is. So if somebody's found guilty of something, they're somehow going to get reelected again.
Okay.
So it's all bull.
Frank, now listen. I understand your frustrations, and maybe you're right. But at least, like Tommy said, it gives us the opportunity to say, we had the chance, and this is what we want. Do you know what I mean? Because, it's very hard in local elections to find out the information you need to know about somebody simply because we either don't have the time or that information doesn't float.
Yeah.
So if something happened.
Well, it wouldn't be. Look, guy, it wouldn't be. You could have all the information you want, but you're not going to get. You're not going to make any difference. You're going to get elected again if you're something like that.
It's very cynical, Frank. Frank, you're normally the breath of fresh air. You're being very cynical this morning.
Well, I don't mean to be, but that's just the way it is.
All right. And you know why?
What's that?
It's because Frank said so.
That's it.
Yes.
All right, Frank, go.
Yes, I don't mean to blow your cool here, but that's just the way it is.
Frank, why don't you go run for something?
The same people.
You go run for something, I'll vote for you. I'm going to vote for you, Frank. You and your five houses and your prostate, all that stuff.
Nobody'd elect me for dog catcher.
Frank, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Look, I get it. Maybe Frank.
Small town politics.
And maybe Frank is right. Maybe Frank is right.
Yeah, all those country tunes.
But at least it gives us an opportunity to say, hey, I'm not going to stand for this. We're not going to stand.
Yeah, and you get a chance to vote for somebody else.
Exactly. Yes. And you know what?
To fix it.
It may also give people more of a motivation to participate in local politics.
Okay.
Because we know that when it comes to elections, the least participated in are the ones that are for town supervisors.
Yeah, they go unopposed.
But all of a sudden, when that town supervisor or board member or judge shows up in the news, everybody's like, bah! Well, if I have an opportunity to go tell that guy how I feel,
yeah,
maybe I'm more likely to go do it.
I agree, Pat.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Donna. Hello, Donna.
Hello.
How's it going?
It's going all right. I don't really care about the government thing. All I know is my fiancé, after his third DWI, lost his license for 5 years, got back a restricted license, got an Intoxilock in his truck for 5 more years, and I'm not quite sure why he gets a 90-day suspension.
Oh, look, I mean...
Hey, did you marry that guy?
Said fiancé.
I know. Are you marrying him?
Baby.
That's a lot of baggage on a fiancé, bro. He's got an interlock breathalyzer.
And that's on the wedding night, too.
A honeymoon
only got
blow.
4 years. But that's a long-ass time to be busted for 3, and I don't know why he gets off with 90 days.
Now, Donna, again, I would love to be cynical Frank on this one. I don't have any more information. Mm. I don't know anything about Hector. All I know about this guy that we're talking about is that he's got 3 drunk driving arrests, and he's doing 15 days in jail. I wish I could give you more stuff, Donna. That's all I got.
No, that's all I got.
All right, thanks, Donna. Guys. Hey, good luck with the wedding.
Yeah, sounds like a real catch.
He's good. He can't drink now.
Well, he can.
They all say that.
Donna, thanks for the call. Have a good rest of the day. That call was actually a problem past the actual problem.
Yes.
Because it immediately starts with, I don't care about the government. Here's what happened to my fiance.
Yes.
You should.
You should.
And I'm not trying to get
I think she was trying to make a point of having that job and how do you... You know,
but you don't know the background of either of those cases.
Yes, I understand where she's coming from. I just what are we going to say to that? You know what I mean? But I guess what stands out to me is I don't care about the government. This is my personal life thing that I want to tell you.
Yeah,
about. And maybe that's the other problem here.
Yeah,
is that you don't realize
most people would just care about themselves and their problems.
But your problems can be exacerbated.
Oh, they sure can, Pat.
By bad local politicians.
Yeah.
The most important elections in your community are the ones that affect you directly.
The local.
And all politics are local. But the local are the most
write
local.
Write that down,
the local
bro.
Are the most local,
That's
Donnie.
Like a t-shirt.
I mean, look, man, like, in all sincerity, the only politicians' names we know locally, town, judges, are the ones that get in trouble.
Yeah, the big personalities, yes. And they usually get in trouble.
That's what I mean, right? Like, you can't name your own town supervisor.
Larry Petrowski. Again, doing a hell of a job.
I have asked you this 45 times. Right. You've had years to just Google it. You can't even tell me if it's a man or a woman.
You know what? I don't like to judge. I don't like to label, these days.
But you can name three towns.
I'm not going to say because I don't know.
I thought it was the village mayor. But I could be wrong.
It was a different position. Okay.
But the point I'm making is you can name 3 other town supervisors right now only because they've gotten in trouble.
Yeah.
Okay, what does that say?
I don't know. I'm easily entertained.
I mean, we got 2 situations right now within the greater Rochester area. There are accusations at Irondequoit where the town supervisor is saying that he did not do anything worth being
removed. He's the one that made the hot dog comment?
Allegedly, yes. Yep. And then you got, scandal after scandal in the town of Greece.
Yeah.
Things that are happening over and over again. You know that guy's name. Hell, you even know where his ranch is.
Oh, yeah. Or at least I know how to find it.
And look, I get that we are not important enough to make any kind of difference to anyone's opinion here.
No, we're not.
And I'm not trying to sound like that guy. I don't mean to stand up on a soapbox. But for God's sakes. Can't we make it a little bit easier to get rid of people that are doing things wrong, that are making the most important decisions?
I think you should.
Fix it!
But you know what's going to happen? They'll get reelected.
Yeah. I have
You're
going to
do all
feeling.
That.
All right.
And that son of a bitch is going to be sitting in that desk again.
I guess, though, at least it opens the door for somebody to,
sure,
come
it
in
does.
And give it a go.
But people are creatures of habit, man.
But again,
I'm comfortable with that guy. He did a solid for me. He's my boy.
Like you said.
Or gal. Gals are crooked, too.
You made your soup. Now you can stew in it.
Yeah.
Fine. There was nothing else we
And I
do.
Think that's the way you do it.
Okay. No,
I think you boot them and put it to the people.
Put it to the people.
That's what this country's all about, Pat.
Or so we thought.
What?
Let's take a break.
Right.
All you angry folks, hear us out.
Yes. What's going on?
Hear us out. Big changes. Coming to Innovative Field for this upcoming Red Wings baseball season. And I know nobody likes change.
You're saying it's going to make things easier.
Bro, I am telling you, despite the fact that baseball amongst all the sports is the most traditional and gets the loudest when anything is different, this will make your life great at the ballpark.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room, or it's just Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF. It was announced yesterday.
Yeah.
As your Rochester Red Wings gear up for their upcoming season.
All right, can't wait, man. Grab my cash and head out to the old ballpark.
Innovative.
With some legal tender. This is right on the bill.
Innovative Field will officially be completely cashless this season.
What?
That's right. It goes for inside the stadium. It goes for parking. You will not be able to use any greenbacks or coins at any part of the baseball stadium.
How am I supposed to pay with your new crypto park?
Well, no, it's just a card. Use a card.
All right. No cash.
No cash. Only card.
How do I tip your dad?
So don't tip my dad? Why would you?
He's by the way, he's not serving you.
He'll take a credit card.
I mean, the sign he was holding says tips.
No, he meant steak tips.
Oh, yeah. Sirloin tips.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. I love how you're going to play the angry old man here when you're the one who uses cash the least in this room. Kimmy?
Yeah.
Your name is not Kimmy. Your concern with this policy change is?
I think baseball of all sports. Because I think this is one of the few places left that hasn't gone that way. Because most of the sporting events I've been to, even at like the collegiate level, are all cashless now.
Okay.
My concern is, especially with old baseball fans, they've been doing it this way forever and they're not going to want to change.
Yeah, what's the average age of a, if you went to a day game Tuesday, Tuesday day game, what do you think the average age of that person is in the fan?
So, you know,
it's got to be 55.
I don't know. No, it's hard to tell because I get we all have this image of like the curmudgeon-y guy in a dirty old 1985 Red Wings baseball cap.
Yeah.
But those guys are like your age.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I'm a senior citizen.
No, I didn't.
So I'm saying I'm going to say the average is 55 plus.
I would say 40. In the middle of the day.
Middle of the day? Who's 40 in the middle of the day?
You're
like a bum.
Day games, you're probably older. No, slightly
day
older.
Day game. Tuesday day game.
Kimmy, you're not considering all the folks that come over, have lunch, watch a little baseball, and go back.
But aren't you getting more of the retirement crowd that would have the time to do that?
Okay, maybe. Look, I get it. I get what you're saying. Sorry.
I ain't sorry. I retired for my money, and it says legal tender on that bill. That's an American dollar.
I would also ask how much those guys are spending if they're going every day game. Like, those guys aren't, you know. The folks that are going to spend more are the ones that go not as often.
Yeah, their families.
If you got season tickets, what are you buying when you're inside? You're probably bringing your own peanuts. Be that guy.
Can you? Well, you can't bring stuff in, can you?
I don't think so.
Maybe I don't know. Check all policies before entering Innovative Field. All right.
Yeah.
If you are angry about this, I want you to hear me out.
All right.
I was once like you. I used to bring cash to Bills games, and that's how I would spend my money, and that's how I kept from overspending my money on things like beer and football jerseys. That being said, when they moved to strictly cashless with Sabres games and Bills games, everything got so much easier.
So the Bills like concessions is all cashless now?
You can't spend cash inside the stadium.
I did not know.
You can't spend cash to pay for parking.
Damn.
Same with the Red Wings.
So what are you going to do with all those old Italian guys that have been holding on to those contadina tomato paste cans in their backyard full of wads of cash from the 1970s.
Go spend it at whatever Italian restaurant you
want. They don't take it. They all went to your crypto version.
There's no Red only takes cash unless you want card, which you'll take that too. No, look, man. The beer line moves so much faster. The food line moves so much faster. The souvenir line moves so. I'm telling you, there is never a line for beer that lasts more than 3 minutes at Highmark Stadium anymore.
I get you through really quick.
Boop, 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 boop.
Very efficient.
It is unbelievably easy. You want this. Trust me, you want this.
I don't want to be Dan Mason, a general manager.
Yeah,
neither would I. He's only like 5 foot.
Not in like the first few games because he's going to hear it all. What do you mean I can't use my money? It's money.
Yeah, everybody's I'm out.
You don't want my money?
Yeah, you know they're going to bitch.
Okay.
I wonder. Go ahead.
No, after you go.
I wonder if going cashless, because I'm sure that they know now that so many places have changed. I wonder if you see people getting tipped more or less.
Oh, good question. Well, I mean, it does give you the option.
It gives you the option to like tip the exact.
Oh, you can hit
20% or whatever.
Yeah, the percentage.
Yeah, on the machine.
For me, I feel like I would tip more with that because the chances of me having like the exact
they don't even
dollar
pay the tax
amount
on it
stuff.
Well, no, this would force them to pay the tax on it because it's going through the machine.
But
now they got to pay the taxes on it.
Yeah, but then again, I could also see people making the argument like they're not I don't know.
Well, you don't even have to count the change anymore. You're just having a beer. What the hell am I tipping you for? I can go behind that counter. Why don't I pour my own damn beer if I'm going to owe no cash?
Okay, because you're not physically putting the money into the jar that they've maybe people tip less because you can't see it.
By the way,
I don't know.
They can see it on the screen. If you don't, hit the button, people.
I don't think people know that.
No, you should know. They can see it if you decide not to tip and you don't hit the no tip button.
Yeah, you say no, right?
Yeah, they can see it on their screen when you hit
no. The little screw you button?
They know. I mean, so two things will be. There's one thing that sucks about this for me, personally. The only negative is if my kid wants like ice cream and a batting helmet, I can't tell my kid to go buy it themselves. Like, I can't be like, you have money, go buy the ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
How does the guy's work, you know, like a Peanut Man, a Conehead guy?
Yeah.
How does he do it?
Oh, they'll have a reader.
They already
usually
have
they
that
toss
at
it.
Other
usually
games.
They
throw beers, yeah. It gets really
no,
wet
but they
up
throw
there.
The peanuts and stuff like that, or they hand that beer down. How do I got to hand my phone down?
Or your card.
I got to hand my card to strangers?
You handed cash to strangers?
They're going
to
read my credit card numbers.
They're not going to read your credit
card
numbers.
Oh, you don't
numbers.
Think. There's some downtown, smooth-talking baseball scumbag going to be with a photographic memory, going to steal my information.
So just to be clear.
Next thing you know, he's at the Jaguar dealership in Toronto, jackassing around Canada.
Wait, couldn't the guy just pass you the card reader?
Yeah, that would make the most sense. Card reader comes down.
No old man is going to want to hand his card over.
Okay,
no.
So then the card reader comes down.
The guy passing out the popcorn hands you the card reader.
All right. Seems like a lot of work.
I think that's how they do it at like Sabres games and stuff.
How was it different than cash?
You just handed cash to the guy.
Yeah, everybody touched it all the way down?
Well, that's what an American
and then
was
he hands
honest
you back,
with each other.
Wait, yeah. And then he hands you back the change, and then you hand the cash back to tip him.
Yeah.
A lot of exchange in there. Yeah. In fact, that's three steps. When in this one, you need one. Once again, unbelievably efficient. No, yeah. Like, it sucks. I'm going to have to get up to buy my kid something or give my kid my credit card, which is always scary.
Yeah.
Because, like, it started with a baseball ice cream helmet, and now it's three boxes of popcorn and a hot
jersey.
Dog. Yeah, she's coming back. My dad talked to her to buy it or something. But, yeah, other than that, look, especially with a game like baseball, right, where those in-between innings are tight, you know exactly how much specific time,
right.
You're going to miss less of the game. If you're someone that cares about watching baseball, this will make it more efficient to get back in your seat before the game.
So all these sporting places now all cashless?
Yeah.
Most of them, yeah.
I always said they always took cash, though.
That was the most old man thing you ever said afterwards. Cashless, yeah. I always thought the cash came, but they're not.
I didn't know. Back in my day, cash was king, buddy.
So will this be all parking lots, too?
Yep, parking
so
lot, too.
Okay. So I was trying to think if there were, like, private lots for you, but probably not.
Not that I can think of. I mean, unless you park in the parking garage over here, but
That's also cashless, though.
Well, I thought they did take cash for the folks waiting there. I don't know. I can't remember. I haven't parked over here in a while for a Red Wings game. Look at Tommy. He wants to be mad, and he doesn't know why he would be mad.
You're not a cash guy.
And that's just it. Like, I know I shouldn't like this, and I'm trying to figure out why.
Having cash on me, though. I feel like a big show when I have cash.
How much cash you got on you?
Right now?
Yeah.
Like $60.
Wow.
Whoa.
Step out of the way, everybody.
No, but it feels good.
They're calling me a stamp of
murder. So you don't even need cash anymore. You burn it. I don't know. What are you doing?
Take it to the bank and then spend it on your cards. Stupid.
Okay. So we're going to just be a cashless society.
Oh, like, my God. New World Order, et cetera.
Well, honestly,
you brought that up. How was it going that way?
Chip in my skin, mark of the beast.
666.
When
here
was
we
the last
go.
Time
times.
You used cash?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh. For that haircut?
No. What do you mean? I do pay cash for my haircuts.
Okay. I just
nailed
curious.
It. No, I nailed it.
I think that's about it.
No, that looks like a cash haircut.
Oh, the dog groomer.
Well, where you got your haircut?
My hair looks nice.
Yeah, it looks great, man.
What's left of it?
Let's take a break.